Turn I can't. It's, you're gonna see the ceiling right now.
It doesn't even. It don't even. Oh! Matter. Strictly audio on this podcast, man.
Yeah, it's all you only, Chip. But we can look at each other, I guess.
I mean, if you gotta have, feel like we're together here this week, Chip. I mean, if that's what you're looking for.
I just enjoyed my Bo Burger.
You didn't have a Bo Burger.
Yeah, I did.
He had an imitation.
I also decided on a new segment for the show, boys.
What's that?
I hope we're recording.
Oh, we're recording. What do you got?
Nice. I've decided that every week I'm going to go through your guys's, whether it be Twitter with Bo or Instagram with Dog. And Ash got this. Are you on Instagram, Patrick?
I'm on everything, Fokker.
You're on everything. I'm going to pick out something that you guys like to make fun of you.
Okay.
That I like.
Dog is my first victim.
Why?
He's trying to get at our followers. He's trying to get at our followers, Dog. He's trying to infiltrate.
I was looking at Instagram the other day, and I scroll, and I see this picture of what Dog called wall art. And it was, he's shaking his head. He knows what I'm talking about.
Wall art, yeah.
It's a picture of a guy that had, like, every Bush beer
can
known to man on the wall.
In his garage.
What's his wrong garage. With Dog literally praised this guy. wall art. He's ever seen.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it at all, other than I just wasn't expecting that.
What do you mean? We're Bush Latte spokesman.
Listen, dude. Why you got a problem with everything I say? You're next, bro.
It's not a problem. You're trying to call him out on something that's actually cool.
I started looking at your arguments that you're having with our listeners, and you sound like an ass.
What do you mean?
Because you're wrong on half the stuff you're talking about.
Opinions cannot be wrong, Chip.
Listen, Chip, take it like a fan or don't listen.
Yeah, exactly. Take it like a fan or don't listen.
I feel like that was aimed at you, though, Chip.
No, he was aiming that at Buck.
Yeah. I don't know about that. But anyway, what's going on with these jelly beans here in episode? What is this, episode 67 now we're at?
67.
Jeez, boys.
Yeah, contest is up. I'm sure that Bo and Dog have already promoted everything. Stole them.
I promoted last night. And I was live.
Why are you looking to the left? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He's accessing the creative cortex of his brain. We know this.
Yeah.
Dude, I
decided to go with M&M's instead of jelly beans.
M&M's. That's fine. I like that.
Yes.
That's even worse.
I'll eat that. Oh, they're small. It's they're difficult to count.
It's one M&M in a jar.
You definitely got to put more than one in the jar, buddy.
I know how many we should put in the jar.
How was the game?
Do you? Should it have like some kind of trivia like number behind it? Some kind of like symbolic like sports number, like maybe for the Lightning.
Yeah, Bo doesn't get to participate, so nobody cheats.
Oh God, here we go. Chip Biden talking about cheaters tonight. Oh,
all right. Shit. Speaking of the trivia, I have a trivia for you guys.
All right.
The Lightning did some historic last night.
Did they? What was that? Win?
Let's see if you guys were paying attention today on the radio, because I said it on the radio.
Historic enough for me, Chip.
So the Lightning were the first team since 1919 to win a Stanley Cup finals game after letting seven or more goals go up the game before that.
Did not guess that.
Huh?
Did not know that.
Did not know that. You see, you know what? That's why you got to have
guys at, Bo?
Let me ask you a question, Bo.
Huh?
Did you know that before you heard it on the radio?
That's what I heard. It was on the radio because that's how I get my daily sports fill.
Oh, fair enough. All right.
Does that make it true? I guess. I don't know.
No, it was true.
Okay.
It's damn true.
So, but are we talking about Lightning now, or what's up?
It should be all about the Lightning at this point, because the Rays are absolutely trash right now.
I'm with you there. What happened? Like, what happened with the shutout, man? What happened where we got shut out and then came back and won? Let's talk about that. What happened?
We looked like deer in headlights in the second game. It was brutal, ugly. These guys literally skated circles around us. It was so bad.
That's kind of like how it was the first two games against the Rangers. I mean, the Colorado Avalanche had a little bit more firepower, but it was more of getting your legs under them and figuring out what they're going to do. But as soon as they started hitting and playing their game, you saw what the result was.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident going into Wednesday's game. It'll be another victory. I'm a little bit concerned going to Colorado.
I agree with that. I mean, the series isn't
over until the home team loses.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with what Bo said, though. I mean, we're sitting here, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, where they're at and what they're doing and, you know, what they're utilizing the most of and what, you know, basically what plays they're doing out there and, you know, and who's holding the puck the most and, you know, and it's been a learning thing. So it's been a good learning curve. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what happens in the next game, but it is going to be
scary. We know pretty much now that Braden Point will not be coming back for this series. We pretty much know that now.
Yeah.
At least Paul and Kucherov scared the shit out of me last night, but I guess
The hit on Kuch was horrible, man. That was and they didn't even give him a penalty for that, man. The guy crossed checked him right in his leg.
Did you guys see? Finally, I told Katie and the boys when we were watching the game last night. I was like, man, the third period's gonna be awesome because the second period ended with the like all out brawl run for the Colorado bench. It's the first time I've ever seen Hedman throw a punch. Did you see the look on the guy's face? After Edmund hit him,
no, I didn't. I just
literally stopped his tracks. It looked like a little kid that just got his ass beat and just kind of turned and went away.
I seen Ross Colton. I would say he won that fight, though.
Oh, absolutely. Even though he was down underneath the guy, I think he got the best shot in.
He got punched one good time, but then he threw 3-4 punches that connected with that guy pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Sergachev got sucker punched.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I definitely give that game a fucking 9.5 out of 10. If we were shut out, that would have been a 10 for me.
I will tell you guys right now, that was by far top three best Tampa sports games I've ever been to, attended. And it's not three. It was the atmosphere in that place was just going crazy.
Yeah.
How'd it sound on TV? Were we loud?
Crazy. Like it was a lot of shit in there.
We're real loud on TV.
Especially when they got put up against the glass. You could see everybody just, I mean, going nuts on the glass.
If we play that way physical with those guys, we'll beat them 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
We got to hit them. We got to continue the pressure. We can't let them skate around fast and do their thing. We got
to. I agree. It's either physical or fast. You got to be one of the two, and they are definitely fast. So I'll take physical any day.
Vazzy played out of his mind too. I got to see him. I was on his side of the net twice last night. Man, Some of the leg kicks that he made was just it was wild. I almost fell forward in my seat.
Yeah.
Really? Let's hear about this. How did this happen?
We scored a goal. I think it was like goal number 3 or 4, and I was just going ape shit.
Yeah.
Ape shit.
Did you have some good fans next to you or what?
Oh, yeah. I sat up in the 300s, 306, I think it was. We were like row L, so we weren't too high, but, man, they were bringing the energy. They started all the chants, and you could just hear it. Aired in my voice.
Nice.
They were going wild on it was loud as shit in there. You could tell on TV. The announcers even talked about it a couple times
they gave out this little bomb 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 bomb.
Yeah.
I broke it before the game even started.
Yeah, Stammer got pissed at that at the end of the game.
Oh,
when they went all on the ice after the hat trick or something?
Yeah, dude. A couple players got hit with them. People were throwing them on the ice at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think that was a little bizarre. I mean, I could see if it was like a series win, then throw shit on the ice. But after a game one, you don't want to throw that on the ice.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to knock out your player with one of those hard-ass plastic fucking things either, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, aside from Lightning, obviously, what is it now? It is they're down 2-1 going into game 4 Wednesday at home.
There's something I want to kind of ask about this.
All right. Fire away.
So, game 1 and 2, we had Braden Point in the mix. Didn't look like the same team at all. Granted, it was, you know, the first two games. Do you think it kind of messes up the chemistry they had?
100%.
Prior to Braden Point not being in the lineup, to Braden Point being in the lineup, do you play him tomorrow?
He's not even 100%. Why is he playing?
That's kind of where I'm at. I don't think they – I honestly don't even think they really need to rush that.
I mean, you guys remember Colton, from what it looked like on TV, Colton got a shitload more playing time last night.
Colton looked really fast.
He definitely utilized the time. I mean, he definitely gave the effort 100%. I would be – and Braden Point would be sitting if I'm that coach.
So
that's where I'm at too, because the way those guys were flowing after the Rangers series, it's like, why – then you insert them, and it's almost like they want to try and just push everything to point when it's that little chemistry that they haven't had in a while. It's going to take them a couple games to find it. I don't think you have the time to do it.
Yeah.
No,
the best part is the confidence that Cooper has in Vazzy. You obviously noticed that Vazzy has not been pulled at all from any game that I've ever seen, and definitely not in the playoffs. And
why would he?
He lost 7-0 the other night, didn't get pulled, and homeboy got pulled after what was it, 4-1 he got pulled?
They had 4 goals and 22 shots.
Yeah.
I got something real quick about that. 7-0, right? Let's talk about 7-0, right? That's not all on Vazzy, though. Not every single one of those points. He's going to take them. Yeah. He'll take them just like when he'll take a shutout.
Yep.
But the defense that game in game two, there wasn't even a defense.
Yeah.
It looked like a special team.
Let me ask you guys a hard question right now. You're John Cooper. You're the coach of the Lightning. You just finished your year. It doesn't matter if you won or didn't win. This doesn't matter for this question. Who is the first man on your list if you know you have to let go of somebody from your team? You have to let go of one of somebody. Who's number one on your list right now?
Why are you going to do that, man?
If you have to let go of somebody?
You have to.
Damn.
On the Lightning?
Yep.
Probably like a Nick Paul or Hagel or somebody.
You're out of your mind.
How?
Dude, McDonough is gone as far as I'm concerned.
Pilat is gone.
He's going to get paid. But I'm saying McDonough, dude, he's killing me. It's almost like he's giving him the goddamn puck. Like, here, take it.
I would say that's more of Sergey, too. Sergachev, too.
He might be on my list, but he's not number one.
I would like to keep the majority of the guys, but if I had to get rid of one of them, it'd be one of the – maybe even Corey Perry, man. I mean, what – he's done his thing. So is Nick Paul. So is Hagel. They've been playing really good.
Yeah.
But what have they like really done to stand out?
No. If you're talking about that, just because he's a new guy and hasn't really shown out that much, it'd be Hagel all day, I think. I mean, Paul, I think he's gave his contribution 100%.
No, Paul's playing great. I think he's playing better than majority of the guys on the line, but he's also playing, you know, in the Stanley Cup, the guys are going to turn it up. So, you know, there's some guys that I see, like Sergachev. He just plays real slow, sloppy sometimes. Stamkos.
That's McDonough for me.
Stamkos and Cooch try to get too pretty with the passes. They need to take the shot. Just throw it in front of the goalie. You know, there's plenty of guys that are not playing up to par that we've seen. But when you see those guys play top notch, I think this is the best we've ever seen Ross Colton play.
100%. Yeah, that game last night was, if he could play like that every game, he'd be probably in the top line or top two lines at least.
For real. He played amazing. Offense, defense, attacking, all that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I still say McDonough's too slow and sloppy for me in the playoffs.
I love his presence down by the goalie, man. He plays such a big role on defense.
One of my favorite players to watch, and because I know he can't make it through an entire game without getting something to pop off, is Patrick Maroon.
I love him too, man.
I love that guy. Yeah,
he's great.
All right,
Shorty, what were you gonna say?
So, what do you think about Coach Cooper?
Great guy.
Love that guy.
You know, and the funny thing is, I have a group chat with two of my other buddies. When we lost, I think, what was it, like 16 or something to the Blackhawks, it's something they wanted to get rid of this guy a few years ago. And I think it finally took that sweep in the first round against the Blue Jackets to light the fire that he actually needed to get this team over the hump. And everybody wanted to give up on him so quick. But now he's been probably one of the best coaches that any Tampa sport has ever had.
He could probably.
I'm still trying to figure out how he's not up there in the conversations for the coach of the year. Like they're talking about Carolina coach, the Rangers coach. How is Cooper?
Chip, at this point, let those guys have those awards. If he brings another Stanley Cup home, they can have whatever fucking award we want because we have the one that matters the most. And that's his mentality.
I think Cooper is probably the best coach. Probably he's top five in all of sports.
I feel like that's the difference we saw in game three.
He gets this one done.
If he gets this one done,
he'll be up in there. But there's still
if he gets this one done, he will be the best in all of sports. He's top five right now. In
well, no, just out of curiosity, who's the best coach in all of sports right now?
In all of sports?
All sports.
I'm still giving.
You have to put Steve Kerr.
Working or retired?
Steve Kerr, Bill Belichick, Nick Saban.
Definitely between Bill and Steve, yeah. Are you whoa, Nick Saban? I wouldn't put Nick Saban up there.
Oh, get out. Shut your door.
Man, he said no one.
My door is open, by the way.
It's not a list, man. Door. You gotta pick one.
It's hard. It's hard. It'd be definitely
Nick
one
Saban,
of the three.
Nick Saban recruits the biggest guys. He has the best players available. That doesn't really make you a great coach. A great coach is taking what you have and molding it, kind of like what Cooper did. With Kerr's done, Belichick did that in a sense, but he can't do it.
Bro, every college in America, there's thousands of colleges. Everyone has the same opportunity to recruit. Sorry, buddy. He's
a proven winner. Not to play for Alabama. I'll send you the link one day that made me realize that Alabama just pretty much buys their championships. Just
that's
like all
fine.
The
that, if it's legal, that's fine. What does it matter?
Everyone
has the same playing field in college. And there's a thousand.
No, you don't. How? No, Chip, yeah. Weigh in on that one.
What?
You're gonna tell me a kid would rather go to like University of Miami or Alabama if they had their choice? Which school's gonna take them?
Guess where kids are going? The number one recruit, Jackson State University, because he wants to play for Dion.
That's a whole. I'm talking about.
I'm going to throw you guys a curveball. I'm going to tell you who I think the best coach in all sports is, and that's because he's a winning coach.
He's going to say Kevin Cash.
Not only his own players fucking adore this guy, but every player around the league I'm talking about just loves the coach. I'm going to give you the sport and see if you can name it.
What is it?
NBA.
What is it?
NBA.
The dude from Miami, the head coach from Miami.
Fuck no.
Beats me. Steve Kerr.
Greg Popovich.
But he's not playing, though. Or he's not coaching.
He's currently president and head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. He's serving
president. As president. Head coach?
He's serving as both right now. Yeah.
Is he the head coach though? Is he down on the floor calling the play?
Yeah, but I think he's trying to move into the executive offices this season, but right now he's still listed as head coach.
See, and that's another one. You could put Pop. I didn't know he was still active. I thought he retired.
No, not yet. Not yet. American professional basketball coach executive who is president and head coach of San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, he's a legendary coach.
100%, bro. And what this guy's been through in his career, it's crazy.
You see all the lights going off in the back of my...
Yeah.
Dog, do you feel like you could be a legendary coach, man?
Oh, 100%. Little League all the way up. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
All the way up. I could definitely be legendary. They would build a statue after me.
Let's talk
not a stadium, a statue.
Big announcement today from the Bucks.
Dude, I think he's trolling us.
Do you?
I think he's trolling us because Tom did it.
He's done. He's retiring. He's done.
Who's retiring now?
Gronk. Man, you really don't read our group chat, do you?
I didn't
read
it, man.
But, dude, you gotta think, though, man.
About that.
He did not say one thing about the Patriots. His whole thing, his whole retirement speech was about the fucking Bucks. What
the same thing with Brady.
Exactly. And then he came back.
He's not coming back. He's done.
Tom and Gronk are the biggest trolls on the internet when it comes to sports.
I don't think he's coming back.
So you think this is a publicity stunt then, dog? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's pulling a Tom. He's going to say, well, Tom did it.
I don't doubt it.
That's not going to happen.
Then they'll make a commercial about it.
I mean, dude, guy just doesn't want to work out in 110-degree weather. I don't blame him.
You really think he's coming back?
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. On this one, you're wrong.
Oh, so wait, you think he's coming back, dog? You don't think he's coming back, Chip?
He's not coming back.
Only time will tell.
Sounds like a friendly bet.
I don't know. What do you think, Bo?
It's hard to tell, man. I think, honestly, I don't think he really has much left to prove besides get hurt, and that's just not the way he wants to go out. And I would like to see him just call it quits. I don't want him to come back second guessing the half of the season. And I don't know if you're gonna be done with it now, just be done with it now and let him move on from it. Because I don't think Brady's anticipating just him to come back for the playoffs as much as we'd like to see it. Just be done with it. I think he should just be done with it.
I agree. Actually,
We said this same thing. You guys realize we said that probably exact same thing about Brady.
That's a little bit of a different scenario.
Dog said he was coming back.
Is more physical than Brady's.
It's really
in a sense that he's making contact almost every play. Brady's not making contact every play. Gronk's going through contact every play, bashing his head, either catching a football, getting tackled, throwing a block. It's
33 though, isn't that? 33, isn't that still prime time though, or no?
He's not 33. He's older than 33, isn't he?
No, he's 33.
He's 33.
Oh, bro, he's young.
But this is a bad day. I'm like agreeing with everything I'm saying tonight. It's really kind of pissing me off.
Nah, man, he's coming back, Chip.
I think he's coming back too. I think he's too young to be giving it up.
I think if you look at this kid, the tight end that we picked up, he's going to be a little stud.
Yeah, but I still think Gronk's trolling us.
I agree. I'm with you.
Negative.
But no, I mean, we got Cam Brate. I mean, we got plenty of receivers. I mean, you got those two rookies that you drafted. Yeah, they're not proven. But at the same time, you know, one's a really good blocker and one's a really good pass catcher. You know, he runs good routes. And if you need another offensive lineman, you can bring somebody in to play that tight end role as an offensive lineman. They drafted an offensive lineman this year.
I don't think he's coming. And now it's even all over the website. Thank you to Gronk.
Yeah, same thing with Tom, dude. He's trolling.
We've been there before, man. We're here again.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. You're getting more crunch time, and I don't know. I don't really see it.
What do you mean?
Next month you have mini camp and then you're off for a couple days and then you go back to preseason. You get ready for preseason.
And?
Excited. I've just not realized it is.
You think everyday workouts right now, he's not going to be ready. I'm telling you, these guys, when they're home right now, these boys better be in the fucking gym getting fucking ready.
I'm sure he is, bro.
So we haven't reviewed our entire week. Season schedule, because of course it was just going to be a piecemeal to us on the last time we discussed it. But I'm just now remembering we start out with 2 weeks our away games, Dallas and New Orleans. We come home for the Packers, home for the Chiefs, home for the Falcons, go into the Steelers, go into the Panthers, home for the Ravens, home for the Rams, Jesus Christ, home for the Seahawks. Bye week, going to the Browns, Saints at home, 49ers away, Bengals, Arizona Cardinals away. Jesus Christ, that's a fucking tough schedule.
That's a great schedule.
That is a fucking tough schedule. Yeah. We got to be somewhere up in the top two or three for tough schedule for the year. We have to be.
Oh, yeah, I think we're three. Did you guys hear about the Ray J opening up, I think it was about 7,000 seats, called the Cruise Nest?
Yes, that's on their front page too of their website.
So what's that? Is that going to be behind us where the Miller Lite deck is?
Yeah, that's behind us.
So the Miller Lite deck's not going to be there? Or are they moving, what, like just building it on top of the bathrooms?
It's going to be on top of the concessions in the bathroom.
Okay, so we're still going to have that walkway.
You're going to have a little walkway, yes. If you walk around the stadium, you'll have that walkway.
How many more seats did you say?
I think it's like I think the Ray J is going to be holding 70,000 people. I think it's 7,000 seats or something like that.
That's 67 now.
No, I think it's only 63, Bo.
Oh, 63. Oh, that's when they take out the pirate ship. They had a bunch of seats. I think for the Super Bowl, that's what it holds.
They want 2,700 per seat for all of them. They're all the same expense.
$2,700 per seat for the season?
Yeah.
That's a no, it's not. I think you have to sign for 2 years. So that's 2 years. Everyone who got season tickets, those are new seats. They wanted you to sign for 2 years.
Did you guys sign for 2 years?
I'm locked in for 10.
Are you?
Yeah. 10? Jeez.
I'm already.
How much were your guys? You guys got good seats. How much were your seats?
I think 11,500.
1,100. Okay.
Yeah, but we're on year 8, man. It's been going up, obviously, because of Tom Brady and the Super Bowl and all the other players that come here. When I first started, it was like 720.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That seat, $1,100 for the season for that seat is a great price, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Why don't you sell that to me?
What, my seat?
Yeah.
I could probably sell you a seat next to my seat.
Who, Bo's?
No, our buddy Ron's. He'll probably only go to like 4 games, 5 games.
You guys say this every year, and then you never call me and give me a ticket. You don't want me to go with you. I just don't know.
Man, that's horseshit.
Why don't you just come out and say, no, we don't want you there, Chip.
Chip.
I was thinking about it right now.
I've asked.
I'll be there. Let's just talk about right now. What was our season? Who are we playing home again? We got Miami, Green Bay. I want to go. I want you guys to take me to the Rams. Let me finish. The Rams.
He's not done yet.
The Bengals, the Chiefs, and the Packers.
The Chiefs game, I know he's going to go to.
And the Packers game. It's opening. It's home opener. He's going to be there.
All right, boys. I don't know, but I need to go take a shower, man. I've been on the road for 12 and a half hours.
Yeah.
Sounds like a personal problem.
It very much is, man, but somebody's got to pay the bills, so we have a studio.
They do. And Patrick, what's your deal for the rest of the week? What's your schedule?
I mean, especially, you know, with rents going up, right, Bo?
Don't even get me started, man. I just paid $5 a gallon for that.
Yeah. Jeez. Good job. Good job, Shorty P. You want to keep reminding him so he doesn't act like it's a surprise. Good job, buddy. All right, Shorty P, I'm going to have to get with you one evening this week if you can, or this weekend if you give me some time, but I want to meet up with you, go over the site, and I want you to get on a call with me with this one group to help us maybe promote this contest a little bit.
All right. Hey, that sounds good.
I'm going to run the promotion right now on our IG. I'm going to run the promotion. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to put the pictures up of the puck and the stick, and I'll start something.
I can get Lindsay on our social media over here at MWD to put out this promotion for us as well to a bunch of people.
Is she doing that now?
Well, yeah, she runs a whole bunch of groups for us, so she's got access to a whole bunch of them.
Bro.
She'll get us out there to a bunch of people.
Hey, I gotta go. I gotta give a work call here. So,
all right, man.
You go do your thing.
Whatever, bro.
All right, guys.
I was networking last night.
Nice. Did you make any contact, bro?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Were they too drunk to remember you?
No. It was some of the guys I went to the game with.
Oh nice. Okay.
It was, you know, couple sales reps, a guy from Ecuador, His first time ever going to a game, too. Believe it or not, he goes to a Stanley Cup game.
So what are we giving out on this first time contest?
Ever going to a hockey game?
Yeah, the kid from Ecuador. But we got a Kucherov signed stick and a Kucherov signed puck.
What are we doing on the first giveaway? One, both, one? I think one.
I want to give it all away to one person. What do you got to do? You got like, you got to share, you got to comment, you got to fill out the contest form online, which, by the way, I did the test earlier and it worked just fine.
Tag three people on the social, on your social media page, on our page. Tag three of your friends.
Yep, that works.
I like that too.
I think the whole
what Patrick and me with these people, we got to tell them what we want for the contest.
Oh yeah, no, we'll get it out there. I think the whole lot though, like one person takes the whole lot of it. Like, you know, it's a decent amount of things that they have to do. So I mean, I think that, you know, it should be a big enough reward.
And that's for the stick and the puck.
Stick and the puck. Kucherov son.
Not to mention, wait, hold on, man. They also get the M&Ms. Something to be said for the M&Ms, man.
Yeah.
I would just give them a bag of M&Ms. How about that? That'd be more sanitary.
Because I'm gonna be diving in those M&Ms as soon as we pull the numbers and we got the people.
We'll keep those over at the studio table.
Yeah.
All right. This episode 67. You wanna take us out here, dog?
Yeah, give us a follow on Twitter, on Instagram. I don't have the number in front of me, but I've said it in previous episodes, so you can just tune
445-424-1111.
Thank you, Chip.
That's out of control. You've been doing this for 2-3 years. Can't remember that.
Oh, too many numbers. Go Bolts. Let's get it. Bring the energy.
All right, boys. Have a good night, man. Listen, Pat, I'll talk tomorrow.
Go Bolts, right, man. See you guys. Later.
See you, bud.